Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and this is my podcast. Today on What a February. Now let's talk about how February went for me. So on the very first day of the month, I missed class for the first time. It was a class on gross anatomy, and the lecturer was the assistant dean. So I stayed outside the class, and at some point he came out and was going to send me to his office, but he decided against it. So he literally told me that I wouldn't enter his class, and that made me feel bad. And after the class, he made me follow him to his office to write a note that I missed his class on that day. Ha! Omor. That same day was World Hijabi Day, and I was required to do a video for a foundation I volunteer with. Now, the next day, I completed my application for the post of National General Secretary for the Mental Health Advocacy Campaign. I also took my first online certified course of the year by Leap Africa on transformative leadership. That first week of the month, I danced alone in public, but let's just say I laughed half of the time because I was really shy. Don't let anyone hear that. I moved back to the hostel that weekend, and on 4th February, the list of appointed NORA assistants for Skura was released. And your girl is the NORA assistant for her MSA. Ta-da! I started paying more attention to graphics designing too. So at this point, I think I can see, I'm a baby graphics designer, you know. As NORA assistant, it is my duty to come up with activities that will engage my members. So our first activity was an awareness campaign in commemoration with the World Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights Awareness Day. And some Skura angels in my MSA volunteered to be a part of the video we made talking about different parts of sexual and reproductive health, and it was quite interesting and fun to do. Plus, they did it on really short notice, so I'm really grateful to them. Red hugs! And then we also introduced the Abimsa Skura Angel of the Month. Oh yeah, in January, I got my first paid graphics design work. Yeah, I think that is what made me become really serious with the entire thing. I mean, if you can cash out from it, why not? So in February, I also did a few designs for some people. I think there was a day ASU chapter of my school went on a one-day strike to protest, but I can't remember the exact date. So at this point, there were already rumors going around that they may go on strike, but we were praying against it because, I mean, we spent 2 years in 100 level. Who wants to spend extra years? I mean, it's med school where you already have 6+X years. Yeah. So on Valentine's Day, my department decided to celebrate Valentine for us by releasing our results for 100 level. See, they love us so much. Almost everyone in my class passed, which is a super, super good thing. Everyone was happy, yeah. And that same day, I got an appointment letter from the Mental Health Advocacy Campaign team as the National General Secretary. I was also appointed as Vice Chairperson for Media and Publicity Team for NIMSA Northwest Region. Let's just say I was really happy that day. I mean, it was like wins upon wins. Alhamdulillah. Meanwhile, we had our first test some days before, and let's just say I didn't do well. No. And that was the tipping point for my mental health. So even before the test, I was super anxious and nervous, which was strange. But I just concluded that, okay, I was probably feeling this way because it's my first test in 200 level. So results was released the next day and mine was bad. Some seniors say it wasn't bad, but it was really bad for me. So apparently, my friends say when I'm going through a phase with my mental health, I withdraw. So I was going to do the exact same thing that day, but I just didn't want to be alone. So I went over to my friend's house, and thanks to them, they made me feel a lot better. Now, I thought that meant I was now okay mentally, but no, I wasn't. I really wasn't. So the next day we had class, and at some point this wave of mental exhaustion just hits me, and all I remember is I started crying. Like, I did not even know why I was crying, but I was just crying. So I remember I had severe headache and I was running a temperature, and at this time it was really cold in Zaria, so I was really shivering. Now my friends were worried. After classes, we went home. I felt better, but towards evening when I went to perform ablution to pray, I started shivering seriously again, and next thing I knew, I was crying and heaving. Like, it was so difficult to breathe. And honestly, I did not know why I was crying. So my friends tried to make me go to the pharmacy to get treatment, but I refused. I mean, I hate drugs. Absolutely hate drugs. Anyway, days later, ASU went on a 1-month warning strike. And to be honest, I was glad they went on strike at that point, because if school had continued in session, I may have lost it. So it was a really, really low point for me. Everyone that knew what I was going through at the time told me to rest, like, Karima, take a break from everything. But all I could think of was the amount of schoolwork I had to cover. So even when I was resting, I was unconsciously thinking about my books. So due to this, I called my parents and told them I wouldn't be coming home for the 1 month strike, because I wanted to stay back in school to study. Now, how did that go? Well, there were days I was super productive, and there were days when I was just too lazy to get anything done. Now, fast forward to the next week, we were to have a mega project by Skora where we would distribute HIV oral self-test kits. Now, I was supposed to receive 700 or so kits for my MSA, but I ended up receiving over 3,000. I think there was a mistake with the distribution, but I received over 3,000. So it felt a little overwhelming, but I had a strong team with me. I mean, every Skora angel in my MSA was so supportive. Like, on the very first day of distribution, some people were supposed to leave for home, but they joined us for a while before they finally left. I mean, that is like one big ass sacrifice. So we were supposed to have a distribution in the school premises, but I did not know I was supposed to ask for permission from the school authorities until Friday evening. And then distribution was supposed to start on Monday morning. Now, thank God for a senior that mentioned it, and I was like, I didn't know. Now, of course, nobody works on weekend, but my MSA president came through. So he tried all he could to get the permission during the weekend, but it wasn't possible. So first thing Monday morning, about four of my seniors plus the president came down from Shika to help make the permission process fast. Like, they had to miss class. And truth is, I did not even have to do anything. Like, they just handled the entire thing. And after a while, they came back with a signed permission letter. Normal, as I'm based on normal levels, would have been arrested by the school authority without that permission. But thanks to them, we got it. So distribution was declared open by the MSA president. And on that first day, we distributed almost 2,000 kits in the main campus. On the second day, we went to the second campus, that's in Congo, and distributed about 600 kits and even donated some to the school's clinic. On the third day, we went to Shika, that's the teaching hospital. Now, by this third day, the funds I received from Skora was finished. Like, I did not have anything from Skora, and I did not have any personal cash on me. But guess what? My seniors came through again. They paid for transport of all volunteers to and from Samaru and paid for refreshments. By this time, I was already mentally and physically exhausted, but I still had kids left that I had to give out. So we move. So the last day, which was on a Thursday, we donated the last set of kits to one of our lecturers' hospital and a community clinic. Phew! Wipes imaginary sweat from forehead. Meanwhile, on the first day of distribution, our CGPA 400 level was released. I don't know what I was expecting, but seeing my CGPA made me lose all my energy. I remember calling my parents to tell them about it, and surprisingly, they were super happy with what I got. But my mom noticed I was sad, and she said some words of encouragement, and that made me feel better. But I mean, I was already going through a burnout and a phase of mental exhaustion, so it would take more than just words of encouragement to make me feel better. So, the weekend before the HIV kits distribution thing, my friends and I volunteered under the Islamic Medical Association of Nigeria, IMAN, at the Emir of Zazzau's palace. The Emir of Zazzau is like the king of Zazzau, like the king of Zaria. I don't know. Well, we danced at first. We were supposed to be volunteering. We now decided to be doing TikTok and we're dancing. And then when we were tired of dancing, we worked with the pharmacists and we stood for over 4 hours straight, and the crazy part is that we did not even realize time had gone like that. But at some point, we took a short break to eat, because at that point, person faints. That should not be that you are dispensing drugs and you come and be dispensed. This person don't faint. So, after the medical caravan, I texted my mentor and asked him if that's how they used to practice the medicine, because this is not what I used to see in K-dramas. This is not what I used to see. I thought you just wear lab coats, wear stethoscope and finesse. Well, what is this? I updated my CV, and then it was my friend's birthday, So we call ourselves the Golden Trio at three. Golden Trio. So we had a mini birthday celebration with our other friends. And yeah, baby girl got a surprise birthday party. So I was really energetic while the mini party lasted. But afterwards, the mental and physical exhaustion hit again like a faulted truck. And I don't know, I just felt so down and unhappy. Like, Karima, was it not you that was dancing and vibing and being so happy hours ago? Like, I think that's the thing with burnout. Like, you're recovering this minute. You feel like, okay, you have it all figured out. Like, okay, you're on the path of recovery. And the next minute, you just feel like shit. It's really difficult. So I did a few more courses by the Leap Africa, where I am a Youth Leadership Program Fellow for 2022. And I started official duties with the Mental Health Advocacy Campaign. I also applied for a few opportunities. And also introduced the Skora Abumsa Notes for my MSA. So basically, the Skora Abumsa Note is like something that we do every month based on the topic area of interest for that particular month. So in February, we made a story on female genital mutilation. And in March, I can't remember what we did. Yeah, basically, that's what the note is about. Then I got waitlisted for an opportunity I applied for in December as a United People Global Sustainability Leadership Candidate for 2022. And then I passed stage one of Millennium Campus Network Fellowship application. And by the end of the month, that's February, I realized that I was having a severe burnout. And it was really exhausting. And up till now, I don't think I have fully recovered. Like, I feel good this minute, and the next minute I feel like absolute trash, and it's just really exhausting, both mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. So there it is. What a February indeed. Thank you for listening. Until the next episode, where we talk about March experience, be good, stay safe, and bye bye from your favorite podcast girl.